must have been 100 degrees in Red Hook that day. Driving my truck on the Gowanus Expressway. 4 o'clock, left the job site at 3. Going home to watch a little TV. We were bumper to bumper going 5 to 10. Blue collar guys and gray businessmen. Cross over housewives and mid-sized sales guys. Just trying to get home, to get up at sunrise. And a woman behind me in an old SUV, slamming hard on the brakes, I could just barely see. In my rearview mirror, the plastic front grille and the steel of my bumper, I remember it still. We got out of the cars and I started to say, it's only steel and plastic, we're both okay. But when she looked at me, she started to cry. Put her hands to her face, I couldn't see why. It's only steel and plastic, don't you see? Nobody's hurt, that's what matters to me. It's really nothing, just get one that's new. You get it fixed up in a week or two.
No tengo pasaporte,
she said to me. She looked to her car, and then I could see her front seats were filled with house cleaning supplies. In her back seat, her baby was crying.
No tengo pasaporte.
She cried it again. Realized she feared immigration. She feared for her baby, for her job, for her life. She stared at me now, tears in her eyes. Stood there and I held her gaze. Looked in her eyes and looked in her face.
No tengo pasaporte.
She whispered again. It's okay, I said. I'm not one of them. When she heard okay, she started to smile. She glanced at her baby. Almost to touch me. Got back in the cab of my truck. Turned the key, started her up. Thought to myself as I'm driving away. Steel and plastic is all I could say. Changes everything.
No tengo pasaporte.
That one little thing.
No tengo pasaporte.
Her baby's not safe.
No tengo pasaporte.
Crying face. Could hear was no tango pasaporte. No tango pasaporte. No tango pasaporte. No tango pasaporte. No